Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this world is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July the 11th, 2026. In the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is the only day of the week with a name, Shabbat. And this is Tammuz 26, 57, 87. Now we're ready to continue in Micah, the sixth chapter. And we'll start in verse 1. Now you will heed what Eternal Originator conveys. Now will you heed what Eternal Originator conveys. The name Eternal Originator is his one and only name, and that is the basic root word Yahweh. Moffat translates it correctly in his translation. All right, continuing verse 1. Now will you heed what Eternal Originator conveys. Of course, that's what the name Micah means. What about Eternal Originator? What do you know about him? What do you think about him? You must arise. You must contend with mountains. Those are nations of the world. Hills must hear your voice. Isn't that interesting? This man wrote 3,000 years ago, and he wants the world to hear this today, now, at this time. So I hope people are reading his writings. The 6th of 12, and understanding who Supreme really is. Verse 2, mountains and planets, ever-flowing foundations. So we're always in a state of flux. I don't think we realize that. We think this is stable Mother Earth. No, it's not the way Father Supreme has set it up. You must heed Eternal Originator's contention. So this is what he contends. This is what he communicates. Eternal Originator's contention is with his people. First and foremost, he's upset with Israel and Judah. These two used to be one kingdom, but now they divided down to two for over 2,000 years, well over 2,000 years. And they are leading the way for criminal activity among the totally evil people on this planet. He will reason with most powerful prevails. That is the phonetic word Israel. Verse 3, my people, what have I done to you? He calls these people his people. He says, going on, how have I worried you? You're the ones who worried me. You must answer me. Verse 4, I brought you up from double stronghold land, that's Egypt. I ransomed you from slaves' house. They were slaves there and were freed. He fought the world's greatest army and knocked them to death. I sent Dron, that is Mose, Illuminate, that is Aaron, and Bitter, that is Miriam, the sister. The older sister, too, I might add. Verse 5, my people, now you must remember what Devastator advised. Who is your papa's ruler? And what burning sun, not of the people from Acacias to Wheel, knowing Originator's correctness. Well, these are very meaningful names. You probably don't know their roots. You don't know the meaning. meanings of these roots, and you don't know their roots, but the the word Balak is the word devastator. And who is your papa is Moab. And of course, Balaam, a son of Beor, or, burning sun, not of the people, from Acacias to Wheel, knowing originators, correctness. It is important for us to get the point and to understand that it is a matter of life and death. And we're foolish if we don't listen carefully to the Supreme and follow his every instruction. And he tells us to choose life. We're hell-bent and desire to choose death, and it won't work. But verse 6, with what will I go before eternal originator to bend to heights most powerful? Will I go before him with immolation presentations? I do think that's what the people would have thought in the times when he wrote this. Now people would not even use something like this at this time. With male calves of a year, verse 7, will eternal originator be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 of oil fluid measures? No, absolutely not. Will I give my firstborn, a progeny of my belly, for my rebellion, my personal missing the target? Verse 8, earthling, he made known to you, that is human, he's talking to those of us who inhabit this planet. He made known to you what is pleasant, that is, what is life and not death. What eternal originator sought from you, he wanted you to obey. You must practice ethics like goodness and go humbly, very important, with your most powerful. Eternal originator sound will call to the city wisdom. Is to revere your name. Will you heed Rod and who appointed it? Our wrong treasures, criminals' house, and scant dry measures denounced? Yeah, Supreme does make it clear that all evil is wrong. Verse 11, will I make wrong with scales and deceit of a bag of weights transparent? He's going to make it all clear how evil we are. Verse 12, its rich are full of violence. They love power. They love money. Its inhabitants speak deception. We are very deceptive, lying almost as much as demons who lie all the time. We not lie next to all the time. Their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Verse 13. I will make you sick, striking you, desolating you over your missings of the target. Verse 14, you will eat and not be satisfied. Emptiness will be in you. You will move and not escape. I will give whoever escapes to sword, that is to death. That's war. That's where we stand, even at this present moment right now. This is not what human beings are desiring. This is what human beings are choosing. They are not choosing to do what he wants us to do. And as a consequence, we will die. Verse 15, you will sow and not harvest. You will tread olive and not smear oil, grape and not drink wine. Wow. You can tread the grapes, but you're not going to drink the wine, he says. verse verse 16, he observes abundance directives and every pursuit of Papa's brother's house. These were ancient peoples who were very evil. You go in their plans. You follow these government people. You will give me to terror and its inhabitants to hissing. You will carry my people's scorn. This is what's coming because we have been grossly evil, totally mistaken in what we've done. And it is not going to function to our good in any manner, shape, or form. So we'll stop there and get to the next chapter tomorrow, hopefully. I try to do these every day. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. You know, my job is to honor my father and mother to the day I die. That's been assigned by Supreme. We must flee stealing and murdering, flee all these evils. We must be being renovated now or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.